We're going to be in the backyard virtually the entire show today. John Eisenhower of Integrity Trees Certified Arborist comes in and talks trees with us once a month. John, we appreciate you carving time out of your Saturdays to come in and share your knowledge with all the Arizona homeowners.
No, I enjoy it. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we have Cheryl Gore coming in talking about celebrating Arbor Day. And, of course, we've got the brains and the people from Bellegarde Pavers showing up talking about what can we do in, out, and about, and around all these trees we're going to be putting in the backyard to make the backyard the location of your dreams. Calls are loading up right now. We do have one empty line at 1-888-767-4348.
Before we get to our calls, we're going to talk about native versus non-native. You'd mentioned in the first segment there's some purists out there that think we should only plant native trees. What do you think?
Well, you know, there's a big argument toward native trees for several reasons. One, they're adapted to our low water conditions. You know, they're drought tolerant. They're adapted to our high temperatures. They're adapted to our high pH in our soil, our high clay content in our soil, our low organic matter that we have in our soil. And, of course, they're adapted to our local pests and disease problems. So if you are thinking about, you know, wanting a tree with lower maintenance as a rule, you need to look toward your native trees. That being said, because of our wonderful growing season here and the presence of water, a lot of non-native trees are well adapted to here. We have Asian trees, we have South American trees, we have African trees, and Australian trees, of course, are eucalyptus, which do great here in Arizona. Even though they're not native to here, there are several that have adapted beautifully to our climate and soil conditions. One in particular is a southern live oak. It's a great tree. I like to consider some of these as kind of bulletproof. They don't have any normal pest problems that are common with some of our other tree varieties. There are some trees where we just know they always are subject to sooty canker, or they're always subject to this sort of a pest problem like the whitefly or the oleander leaf scorch. They have specific issues that when we talk about tree selection and planting, we're always aware of those things and probably avoiding them for those reasons. But the southern live oak or the Texas live oak, as Quercus virginiana, is one of those trees that we found has been really well adapted to our soil conditions here. It's evergreen, and it's awesome. It's just one of those trees that I could say safely say it's a non-native, but it's one of those bulletproof ones that we really like to recommend because they are so well adapted.
An interesting observation for someone that might think, well, we've, as you said, purist, only native. Look back, what native culture still here? I mean, we've got ruins all over the place. What would those populations have done if they had citrus 800 years ago? what would they
Are
have
you saying
able?
They would still be here?
I'm just saying. It's an interesting question to ponder. But let's get to our calls. Kevin and Mesa will start us off. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Good morning. My name is Kevin. I have some citrus.
All right. Well, we apologize. He had citrus that were falling off early. What can we tell him?
You know, we've had a lot of wind the last couple of days. Even sometimes we have temperature extremes and some temperature variations right at the time when a lot of fruit is setting, and there's just a lot of specific conditions that are particular to his home that would have to be analyzed carefully to understand why trees will shed fruit early. It happens from time to time with citrus. They just drop their fruit. Remember that fruit production is a matter of energy reserves, and when trees have a certain amount of energy reserves, they have to partition them toward defense, toward new growth, and toward reproduction. And if they're having struggles and they're under certain stresses, they may not have the energy they need to be able to support that fruit, and they'll drop the fruit as a result.
We appreciate the call. Hope that helps. Sorry we lost connection on you. Let's see if... is it Kevin again and on an evergreen tree?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. I don't know exactly the name of it. Holcomb Hills in Mesa, my mom's house. Its bark is satin around the trunk, smooth bark, got like teardrop and weeping, what I call weeping limbs that hang down, full of leaves, drop all the time. Well, it's got a root that the homeowners told Mom that it's encroaching on their wall, exterior wall. They want to come in and take care of it. are they going to come in and just, can you, like, trench down and cut the root by the wall and not harm the tree, or?
That's a good question. It would depend on how far from the tree the root is and, you know, where the problem is, where the root is, you know, is approaching the wall, how far from the tree you're making that cut, how large that root is. If it's only a single root, you're probably pretty safe in being able to cut that one. You know, what we often recommend is you can trench all the way along the wall to a certain, you know, to a safe distance from the tree, and then install a root barrier. There's a polypropylene product where we can drop those down into the trench and prevent any future encroachment. The problem with cutting a root off and then just backfilling the hole is the root, just like a branch above ground, will send out new sprouts out of the end of that cut root, and you'll have just some regrowth. And within a few years, there will be more roots growing in that same direction.
Now, there's a whole body of law about what an overhanging tree in your yard, what you are or aren't entitled to do. Does that law transfer to roots?
Yeah, everything that's across the property line, whether above ground or below ground, you know, you are technically within your legal rights to cut those roots if they're encroaching on your property. But there are some recent case law, one case in particular in California, actually came down in favor of the owner who owned the tree, because that cutting those roots actually killed the tree on the neighbor's side of the wall, and it went, the decision came down in the favor of the tree owner.
1-888-767-4348.